our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're awesome.
And I'm in India.
Holly's in India. So she just came on to do the intro because she didn't want to miss out on doing a podcast with me. But I also have a guest here.
Yeah.
I do. Hey, there's Robert too.
Hello.
Hello. It's 7 o'clock in the morning here. So,
it is 12 and a half hours difference.
Yeah. It's a really weird time difference.
Okay. I don't want to keep you from getting ready for work, but thanks for being on the podcast. You're the best guest.
No. I need to make an update to our fellow listeners about okay. What's happening in my life.
Okay, what's happening?
My feet have been swollen for 4 days, and I think I might have a blood clot, you guys.
No, you're fine.
No, I don't think that
you got
I am.
Some like eye boogers on your face, like on the other side, like right there.
I don't care.
All right, we'll have fun with that.
All right,
bye.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you
have
later.
Have fun with your podcast.
We will. Ooh. It's your podcast too, you dingus.
Yeah, well, it's mostly yours today.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so that was Holly. She is in India. If you listen to the podcast, you already know that. But she didn't want to miss out on being in our podcast this week. But anyway, I have a guest with me, since it's just me here. And you don't want to hear me talk for an hour or however long we do. So I have Robert with me.
Hello, my name's Robert.
Robert's here. So Robert, what are you reading right now?
It's funny you should ask. I'm reading I don't know if you know, but if we've sat and talked about books, but I like to read novelizations of films.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what got me into them was John Carpenter's The Thing by Alan Dean Foster.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to monopolize your talking time here.
No, but you talk.
I'll try not to keep this curtailed. So I came across a copy of Alan Dean Foster's The Thing,
mm-hmm.
which is based on the Carpenter film. And I can't remember exactly who specifically wrote the screenplay, but their mm-hmm. screenplay as well.
Okay.
And I love The Thing at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
It was my number one movie.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And it was $8 at a half price books in Texas. And I
right
was
on.
Like, I consider that a fair price. I would pay up to $100 for this
I
book
would pay
right now.
$17.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know it existed. And I really wasn't too familiar with novelizations in general then, mm-hmm. but I loved The Thing, so I bought it. And I immediately went home and read it, you know, and it's just like, ooh, it's amazing. And it's really interesting because there were things that Carpenter wanted to do that were in the screenplay
mm-hmm.
that he could not afford to do on his budget,
oh,
like
the budget.
Blow up two helicopters.
Sure.
So there are scenes, if you will, in
right.
the book that you can kind of recreate in your mind with the characters in the film and get a bit more of.
Mm-hmm.
And that is common in a lot of novelizations. There are a lot of like various weird ticks that you can pick out between the screenplay and what draft of the screenplay it was or what you actually see on the screen or whether the book is just written.
Right. I actually, one of my favorite books was one of those.
What is it?
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
No kidding! Oh, that's awesome! Oh, that's amazing.
I read the novelization of the movie in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is the best.
Start so young. That's
I love that,
at.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't? You still have that?
No, it's gone, lost to the sands of time.
If I come across it, I'll bring it to you.
But,
I got to read it first, but
yeah.
Bring it to you, man. Yeah.
No, but what I'm reading right now is, what's it called? The Scarlet...
Pimpernel.
No. Scarlet
Letter
Scarlet Bible? No, I don't know. It's Clive Barker.
The Scarlet Gospels.
Scarlet Gospels.
Yeah, I've heard that's good. That's
yeah, it's
new,
Pinhead.
Yeah, exactly. Pinhead.
It's a Pinhead book.
Yeah,
from like 2 years ago.
From I almost bought it at half price books, but I had so much stuff. I mean, him.
Yeah, it's just, I had to buy. His books are so gruesome. Like, the movies are like, they're like, the first one was awesome, and then they just kind of,
they go downhill real quick.
I really love the fourth one, the one where it's like the timeline where it's like when he built the box.
Oh yeah, Marchand is like actually making it.
Yeah, I like that story. I mean, that's better than some of the other ones. Like the second one's cool when they go to hell, and the third one's kind of but they got all the Cenobites, so that's cool. And then the fourth one goes through time, and I don't know if I've seen any other one. Oh no, I have, and they get real bad they after get, that.
So I made it to about 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I made it to number six.
Yeah.
And I did them.
Is six the one with the guy from Oz in it?
I haven't seen all of Oz.
Okay.
It's a long time ago when I did.
Inferno? Is that what it's called?
I think.
There's one where the guy's dead and he's like in hell already and everything just kind of repeats.
Well, spoiler alert.
It's like a 20-year-old movie and it's not good.
Yeah. Don't watch one and two and three and you're basically done. So what I did was in October. I usually read and watch only themed things.
Okay.
I'll be playing Reaper King or a Demons type deck, you know, things like that. Something to do, something to spruce up. I like to celebrate Halloween, and I don't always get to celebrate Halloween on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole month, as Al Jurgensen from Ministry might say, every day is Halloween. I take that to heart, you know, in a sense.
And as Tim Curry would say, anything can happen on Halloween. If you get my reference.
I'm not sure.
Okay, The Worst Witch.
Oh, dude, that's a deep cut.
Yeah, like when he has the giant cape. Anything can happen on Halloween.
I know of The Worst Witch from, I've seen it. I've held it in my hands and put it out for sale.
Yeah, it's not any
good. I haven't watched it. No. Yeah, that's why I never watched it. It never struck me as one of those things that was like, I need to take this home right now and watch it.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But it didn't strike me as one of those things that I was like, I hate this.
Yeah, because, no,
it just looked like a good, bad movie.
Yeah, it's bad in the best way.
Yeah, pizza and beer kind of movie. Sure. You joke with your friends.
And it's like an hour long, so it's not even like a full movie. And it's got Fairuza Balk in it as a kid. And whatever her name was, Mrs. Garrett from Facts of Life.
I don't think I ever watched
Facts. That was a show from the 80s that I was watching.
Oh,
into.
I remember. Yeah, I don't think I ever.
Because there was like Joe and Blair and Tootie, and they were like these girls. I don't remember any of the reason why they were there, but they lived in a house with Mrs. Garrett, and then there was an awesome Halloween episode.
Oh, Halloween episodes are my favorite.
They're the best. It was spooky AF, and I had it recorded on tape, and I watched it over and over again. And, like, the Simpsons Halloween specials are awesome.
Oh, yeah. You know, on the subject of Halloween specials...
Since we're in the middle of May.
Well, every day is Halloween. I think if we accept that as the groundwork, then any Halloween... Like, much like when pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza.
Pizza in the morning. Anytime.
There you go. Yeah. Free. Hopefully you get some blowback from that ad and get some free pizza bites.
Pizza in the morning. Pizza in the evening.
Pizza in the evening. Pizza in the morning. Pizza at supper time.
There you go. There's the song. Speaking of which, I had pizza rolls for dinner yesterday.
Nice.
And they were awesome.
Pizza rolls are always good. Did you burn your mouth?
Yeah. Well, you have to. That's the rule. So we got some Holly got some food delivered for us, and in it was some pizza rolls, and I was like, "What, the pizza rolls? Like, we never had pizza rolls." I know she got them because she loves me, so they were in the freezer.
How you know someone cares, right? They bring you pizza rolls for sure.
They're in the freezer for a couple days. I'm like, "Oh, I need some dinner," so I open it up, and I'm like, "Oh, pizza rolls!" So that was my dinner, and it was awesome.
That is fantastic.
I was gonna dip them in something, but then I decided they don't need anything. They already got the sauce inside.
Pizza rolls, you were created perfectly the first time. Except you're very hot.
Some people would dip them in ranch to cool it down a little bit.
If I was going to dip it in anything, I'd definitely dip it in ranch.
Yeah, I don't like ranch.
Oh, not a ranch fan.
I'm opposed to ranch.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More ranch in the bottle for the rest of us.
If it was, I was thinking, like, what do I have? And I would dip it in barbecue sauce.
Oh, I could get down with that. Yeah. You know, for a while, I was very pizza picky.
Yeah.
Cheese, pepperoni.
Yeah.
Those are my only options.
Yeah. And I love cheese pizza.
In my like early 20s, I branched out, tried things for the first time.
Right.
Yeah. Hummus, love it.
Hummus on pizza?
No, not on pizza. Just in general.
Oh, hummus is great. Anything with garbanzo beans, or as I call them, chichi beans, is amazing.
Chi-Chi Beans?
Chi-Chi Beans.
Not after Chi-Chi from Dragon Ball Z.
I don't know. They called them that since I was a kid. They were just Chi-Chi Beans when I was growing up.
I know that some of the characters in DBZ are named after vegetables, I guess. In the Japanese, I guess.
Vegeta.
Vegeta and Kakarot, which is Goku's name, I think.
Okay.
Carrot,
sure.
I think, or something like that. I don't know. I used to be really into it. I used to know a lot of factoids.
I tried to watch Dragon Ball Z. I'm going to be honest with you. I tried to watch it. I was like, my friend was way into it. He's like, watch it. And I was like, okay, we watch it. Half an hour, a guy going, that's it.
So I believe, memory serves me right, they've issued what they call re-edited action editions.
Okay.
That kind of circumvent some of that stuff.
Okay. They just cut the powering up vert.
And they also cut all the other extraneous shit out of it.
Say whatever the fuck you want.
All right, cool. Well, this is not
a family podcast.
Okay,
if your family's listening, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. So they one of the things that about DBZ that always frustrated me beyond the powering up parts is the fact that you have those animated commercial break intro and outros.
Okay.
And also the fact that the episodes sometimes do just contain two people squaring off, especially in the early seasons. And I've only seen it up to like season 5. I've read the whole Half Price books. I was lucky enough to read for free rental the entire Toriyama run of Dragon Ball Z. And the first 15 Dragon Ball books out of like 43 that never came in, materialized. The editing is such that you can play marathon. So you basically watch the whole disc, which is how you really want to watch Dragon Ball Z in just giant uninterrupted chunks.
Like 6 hours of Dragon Ball Z.
Maybe not 6 hours all at once, but you want to keep a track of where you're at in the marathon episode so that you don't have to deal with like the Funimation's television logo going back and forth and taking you out of the story. So for me, it seems like when they took that out, I watched a few of those seasons, and that made it way more palatable to get through charging up scenes because it fit more in context. So perhaps that would be a good gateway to it. But, you know, if you've already tried it and you weren't that big of a fan of it, like if you didn't
I thought it was fun, but it wasn't my thing.
Yeah, it's a fun series, but I don't cut for it really hard. But when I was younger, I used to really be into it. I owned a few Japanese books I bought from my local hobby shop that detailed all the characters and all the films they made. All in Japanese. Couldn't read any of them. Occasionally they would have, you know, under a photo, be like, this is the character so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like, yay!
I know who that is now!
Yeah. Sometimes in funny English, broken English. Sure. Which, did you see the wizard that I posted on Facebook?
That was so good.
Oh, man, I watched it last night.
Yeah?
So grainy. It's like it's better than a VHS copy.
Okay.
And it's letterboxed sideways, so it's not widescreen format. Okay. But it does have some kind of boxing to it, and it definitely doesn't seem like a pan and scan, which I don't like. If you're familiar,
they're
with
weird.
That's why I still haven't seen Lost Highway, even though I love David Lynch.
Okay,
is because the first issue on DVD was a pan and scan of the VHS, so the first second the camera started tracking, and I saw that choppy thing.
Yeah, you're like nah,
I'm done.
I'm over.
I'm done. I'll wait.
There's a few. There's only a few different anime things I like. We'll go back to anime.
Sure.
So, I watched Fooly-Cooly when it was on Adult Swim.
I've heard that was a good show.
Oh, it's so good. That was the first Blu-ray I bought, was Fooly-Cooly.
Oh, wow.
I think that's it. That's it. That's my anime. Hold on. I'm going to show you this. These are great. We found these at a thrift shop.
Golden Boy?
Golden Boy.
Nice.
This is great. We got two of them.
Nice.
And the show is so good.
When do you have a copyright date on those? I had a friend that worked for ADV that may have had voice credit on those.
1996?
No, it's a little too early.
2000, packaging 2000.
Yeah, if they were... Yeah, he didn't... I don't think he worked doing any kind of translation or voice stuff during when those were translated.
Okay.
He probably worked at the company when they were reissued on DVD.
Nice.
But...
That show was really fun, though. But, I've never been huge into anime. For manga, it's the same thing. I love Junji Ito manga. Mm-hmm. Anything that he writes is just... It just creeps me out real hard, so I'll always buy those. And also, Junji Ito's Cat Diary is great. But, yeah, that's it for anime.
Have you seen the big films like Akira or Ninja Scroll or Ghost in the Shell?
I've seen Akira. I thought it was okay. I saw Ninja Scroll is the first one I ever saw when I was like 13 or 14. And I'm like, I don't know, understand what's happening. And what was the other one?
Ghost in the Shell.
I tried to watch Ghost in the Shell like 3 weeks ago. Just couldn't get into it. Too much like business stuff happening. Just wasn't interested.
I go hard for the sci-fi stuff. Yeah. So like Akira and Ghost in the Shell, like, ooh, classics.
Akira was cool. It was just,
yeah. It's not for everybody. It's not something that everybody gets excited about.
A lot of people like Blade Runner more than me too.
Oh man, I love Blade Runner.
I know you
love
do.
Blade Runner. So I think like 3 weeks ago at work for a 2-hour block, I listened to nothing but the one Vangelis song where Roy Batty says, "I've seen things."
There's a new Blade Runner happening, correct?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be at the.
Tell me all about the new one.
Oh well, so I've tried not to look at or read anything about it because most modern movies I dislike and for various stupid Hollywood reasons. And this one is a Hollywood movie, but I did go back. I watched the trailer. So one thing that made the trailer look better to me was watching the new Aliens movie trailer first, because I do not think I'm going to like it. I'm going to go see it in the theater like I go see every Alien movie in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
Since I've been alive and old enough to go to the theater myself.
Sure.
But I don't anticipate I'm going to like it. And, well, I won't go into that and say blah, blah, blah. I'm being a sourpuss about my Alien fandom, but I will push up my glasses literally and put my hands through my suspenders and say I think Blade Runner 2049 is going to be pretty good.
Okay.
I watched the director, Denis Villeneuve. Has done a slew of movies that Hollywood has been hot for recently, like The Arrival.
Oh, Arrival was really good.
So that's the same director. Prisoners.
I didn't see Prisoners.
Prisoners is okay. It's a gritty child kidnap vigilante father movie. So it goes in with like law-abiding citizen-y kind of films, but it's a lot better.
Set of skills.
Yeah, it's not quite Taken. Yeah, it's not quite Taken. Which, by the way, Taken 3.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's good. So I haven't even seen the first one. I just know Liam Neeson says, "I have a specific set of skills.
I have a very specific set of skills. I will find you. Good luck." Taken 1, I like. It's an action movie. I put it up there with like Lethal Weapon, Die Hard. You know, when you want to zone out, you don't need to be thinking things. You just want to have a fun time. It's an action movie.
Right on.
I think it fits in those. But he also did a film called Enemy, which I have not seen yet, about a man who finds his own... double, I guess. He sees like an extra in a film and tracks
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
And Jake Gyllenhaal's in Prisoners as well.
Okay.
He plays in law enforcement agent.
He was in a cool movie that I saw. He was like, he had to like go into people's minds and like stop them from doing something.
I don't know.
Source Code? Is that what it's called?
Oh, I don't know. I know the title Source Code just from working at Half Price, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was pretty cool. It was him, like, he had to, like, there's, like, a train that's going to blow up, and he has to, like, go into the guy and find out where this bomb is in the train, but it's at, like, a specific time, so he has to, like, keep going back in to find it, and it's, like, the same 3 minutes or something until the train blows up.
Oh, that seems pretty rad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the same, like, the time loop stories I love.
So, did you see Looper?
Looper was okay. It didn't fit. Like, it didn't work.
Bruce Willis, Die Hard, he's been a big part of my growing up watching action.
I love Bruce Willis.
So I was always interested in, I saw Surrogates, and I thought it was okay, but I felt very betrayed by Die Hard 5. In fact, I didn't even finish it.
Yeah,
I just turned it off. And I like Die Hard 4. It's flawed, very flawed, but I liked it enough to where I watched it a couple times after it came out of the movie theaters. I think I even owned it.
I think Bruce Willis always does a good job, but he's always just Bruce Willis, you know, like you know who he is. So
yeah.
You're like, okay, Bruce Willis, I'm into it. It's like watching Jack Nicholson, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah. So to talk more about this director for just a moment, the movie he did, Sirico? Not Sirico.
Sirico. Yeah. Sirico?
The DEA kind of government.
Yeah, I remember seeing the poster for it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I loved it. That was the first one I saw. I had a friend up north, and his dad gave me, when I was working at Half Price, a big sack of movies to sell.
Okay.
And I would just turn it into store credit for my buddy Jeff. And he had that in there, and I needed a movie one night, and it was the Blu-ray dual DVD combo pack, so I popped it in, and man, and knowing that he was going to be directing this, or has directed this Blade Runner that's coming out, I was like, this will be my introduction, let's see if he does a good job, and it was very good. I recommend to start with that movie as far as, like, I wasn't a big fan of the ending of The Arrival, which I won't say what it is because it is a new movie. And
oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. I thought it was interesting, but...
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was interesting, and I liked the story. I liked the concept, but I felt like getting to where it ended, if it was shorter, then I would have liked it a lot more. I felt like...
I mean, I loved the movie. Like, I thought it was really well done, and, like, the pacing was a little slow, but it was cool, like... getting there and just kind of enjoying the story as it was going, instead of, it wasn't action packed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I like about this director, and that's why I think that I'm excited, but also I'm just a huge Blade Runner fan, but also a huge cyberpunk fan.
Okay.
I love post-apocalyptic stuff.
Yeah.
Or dystopian stuff. Huge fan of THX-1138.
Okay. I haven't seen that in a long time. I just remember it being very bright.
It is very bright, especially when he's in the prison. And that's a novelization I've also read. That was written by Ben Bova.
Okay.
And to touch on novelizations again, you've seen the movie The Abyss?
I have not.
Oh, very good. Very good in quotey hands. We'll say it's enjoyable in the sense that, like, again, I say pizza and beer movie.
Right, talk with your friends. James Cameron, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I like James Cameron. I love Aliens.
Terminator 2.
You know, I only saw most of Terminator 2.
Okay.
To be honest with you, the furor around Terminator 2 at the time, my parents either couldn't or didn't want to take me to see it, or we might not have been living near a place that had easy access to movies.
Okay.
Sometimes I lived out in the sticks. Not necessarily in the sticks, but away from any the multiplexes that we're familiar with in major metropolitan areas.
I watched Terminator 2 a lot. It was one of those movies that, like, where was it? I didn't own it. I think my aunt owned it, so every time I went over there, I would just put on the VHS and watch it.
Nice.
Over and over and over again. When I was, 14 or 15 or whatever, just because that's the perfect age. Like, when you're 14, you're like, you're a Terminator!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And it was, I just loved it. And it's Arnold. He's so good.
Yeah, I watched Predator just a few nights ago. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
One of my top five movies ever.
Okay.
One of my top, actually, my second favorite piece of recorded music will be Basil Poledouris' score. I listened to it. You might not know, because it isn't stereo, but there isn't a day that goes by where a song from it isn't listened to by me. I mean, not literally. There are days where I listen to Pocket Pal on random mostly, so sometimes it just doesn't play, but most times I'm playing it, there's a 20% chance that someone will be playing it on LP, which I bought when I saw it again here in Seattle. I was just I'll take that for $23.95 or whatever it costs now, you crooks.
Oh, I have something important.
Oh, okay, yes.
So on our podcast, we always have a snack.
Oh, okay.
This drawer has full of snacks.
Whoa!
We're not eating that. You get to pick. You can pick. We got some jelly beans. We got some licorice. We have root beer barrels.
I had a root beer barrel earlier. I jinx the podcast?
No, that's fine. You can have another one. You just have to talk about how good it is. We have some Halloween candy.
I would love to have one of those
pumpkins. Oh, my goodness. These are not even open yet. I don't know if they're any good. No, they're good. They're good until July.
All right. There you go. We better get rid of some of these.
We're opening up. Sorry, Holly. We're opening up your pumpkins that you bought.
Are they supposed to be saved?
No. They're good for 2 months. She's never going to eat them.
I just think it's kind of funny. We were talking about having Halloween.
It's Halloween in May.
And every day. Thank you.
Have one of those. I'm going to have one too.
All right.
So these are little pumpkins. They look like the candy corn pumpkins that you used to. And I'm pretty sure that's just where they are. So I'm going to eat it. Oh, it's real hard. You making a jack-o'-lantern?
I'm just going to make mine a jack-o'-lantern real quick.
Yep. It tastes like candy corn.
So I can say that I ate a jack-o'-lantern. Oh. I'm going to show it to Adam.
That's good. Hold
on. He's too kind, folks.
Oh, don't eat it yet. All right, take a picture of his jack-o'-lantern.
It looks just like me. It could have been my son.
Let me get. Oh, this is the best radio.
Do you want just the thing?
I got it. All right, there we go. That's going to go up on our Facebook page.
All right.
Later. So if you want to see what Robert looks like, you can check him out on the Facebook page with his pumpkin jack-o'-lantern that he made.
I promise you, I don't just look like a disembodied voice.
You look like Spencer. Spencer Crittenden from Harmontown. You don't know who he is, but it's fine. But you look like Spencer.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, he's the dungeon master on the Harmontown podcast.
All right, and he's cool. Great. Any kind of dungeon mastering, I fully support.
I'm eating another candy. This one's a cola candy. You can have one of those too.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah. Cola flavor.
How about those mellow cream pumpkins? Brock's brand. I hate candy corn, so.
No, not a big candy corn fan.
I had to eat it for the snack, but I'm all set after that.
Oh, I didn't mean to pick that if you didn't want to have it.
It's all good.
So, to touch on something else that we were talking about, two things actually, and I'll try and make it quick because I kind of forgot. I lost. How much time do we have?
We have as much time as we need.
Okay. So, about 2 or 3 years ago, I tried to watch all of the Hellraiser movies.
Oh, okay.
In October.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to do them one each night.
Mm-hmm.
Every night.
Mm-hmm.
I made it 6 days in. 4 pizzas delivered.
Mm-hmm.
They get really bad.
Yeah.
And I stopped. I think there's 9 now.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. But
the last one, the most recent one that I saw from like 2015 was actually not real, real bad.
Okay.
It was just kind of bad. It wasn't like appalling. The one before that was not even a Hellraiser movie. They just threw Pinhead in at some point.
So sometimes, from what I understand of the horror movie realm, and I used to be a big fan of the magazines and...
Fangoria?
Actually, I was more of a Rue Morgue fan.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of plugs you allow, but I'll say this. Whatever. Rue Morgue,
they're not paying us.
Best horror movie magazine ever
Does
made.
Does it still exist?
I'm not sure because I've fallen out of... Yeah. Well,
Fangoria went out of print, so and that was like the biggest one.
Yeah. But, you know, in my opinion, I think that they had a lot of problems. I wasn't a big fan of their layout.
Mm.
I don't like that old school magazine style where you're reading an article and it continues on
like pages.
48 because
yeah.
I read a magazine almost like I read a book.
Right.
From start to finish. I might not literally sit down and read nothing but the magazine.
Right.
But I will read cover to cover every word that's in the magazine. Even sometimes the mastheads because they have really funny stuff. Like, for example, recently at work, I picked up Inquests. Were you there?
I love Inquests
when that
magazine.
Happened. You know, they sold that box of. They might even still have some for sale.
Yeah. No, I know. I already have all the Inquests I need.
Okay. Well, I bought 73 of them.
Nice.
Yeah. Basically, everything up to and including the sets that I played through, and just a few after that to round out. Like, I never actually played Apocalypse.
Mm. But if they had Duelist magazine, I'd be way into that.
They had 4 Duelists.
Oh, those are my jam.
Well, I'll bring them to you when I'm done reading them if you want. Yeah, I have a couple of clutch early ones, like 3 and 5 as well. Like
I have Duelist 1, 2, and 3, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I might have like 4, 5, and 6 for you.
Right on. I'll have to check my collection. I have them in a box. But I found Duelist number 1 at like a craft store like in my hometown. And I was just walking by and I'm like, that says Duelist on it.
Yeah.
Like, and it has like... It's like Arabian Nights was when it came out.
Nice.
So it's got like a guy and then like a couple snakes on the front.
Oh, that's where it's like at.
In the Arabic font. It's really cool.
They do such good art. Mm-hmm. Magic's art history is littered in the pages of the Duelist because they would commission those artists.
Mm.
You know, Inquest, you get funny stuff.
Yeah.
You get funny articles.
So the editor of Inquest, Tom Slezewski,
he,
during the Urza's Saga pre-release, I sat next to him.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, you're the Duelist.
That's awesome.
Or the Inquest. And he's like, yeah.
That's awesome. I love those. You know that Frank? Do you know Frank who works in...
Frank, yeah. Yeah.
Overstock.
Yeah.
He apparently wrote for Inquest for a little while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He and I were both pawing through those boxes and, you know, looking for them. And we were chatting and he said, you know, I used to write. I don't know which one of these have my articles, though.
Nice.
So
that's
I've
awesome.
Gone through... That's how I discovered that the mastheads could be interesting to read. Not necessarily from doing this. I knew this already from articles about mastheads and things that I've delved into in the past. But really only one main article about mastheads. But the mastheads always have some kind of funny in Inquest for at least a certain period, some kind of funny addition that doesn't make any sense, just a non sequitur kind of joke that shows up. Mm-hmm. And I think they're really fun to read because who reads the beginning of a magazine?
I do.
Yeah, see, well, that's well, why we're here having fun.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd wait for Inquest like to come in the mail and I would just absorb the whole thing. Because when you're a kid, all you have is your magazine subscriptions.
Yep.
I had Inquest, Duelist, Nintendo Power, and I was all set.
Oh, yeah. Love Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
Love Duelist, love Scry.
Yeah, Scry was okay.
A little drier because it was mostly a price guide, basically.
And it was only, like, quarterly, I think, Scry was. And I was just like, it's not as exciting. Like, Inquest was fun, and Duelist was just, like, what was actually happening with Wizards, and Scry just had all the prices in it.
Well, the thing that I love most about Inquest is articles like, and I think Frank mentioned this one to me, it just says the Inquest staff, so I don't know if this was an article that he was mentioning just because it was a fun article, or because he had written it or anything, but it's called Iron Man Magic.
Yes, I played Iron Man Magic.
Oh, how was it?
It was awesome. I had a White Weenie deck, and my friend was playing a Merfolk deck, and I won, and... Like, we didn't play with Moxes or anything, but...
What is the Iron Man?
Iron Man, whenever anything goes to the graveyard, you rip it up.
Oh, no, this was different.
Oh, it's a different one.
This was an article... I might be getting the name wrong, but I think it was called Iron Man Magic.
Okay.
It was more about the longevity. They five of the Inquest staffers sat down to play a game, each equipped with a deck that had one
every card?
Of every
with
card.
The big stacks?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yes.
I remember that article.
Oh, man, that article. I read it again
last night. There's something in the camel one, right?
Yeah. Dave the Camel. The camel that gets played on, like, the...
First turn
or something like that, and it never dies. All these obscure cards that will never ever see play, even in a diverse assortment of cards.
Protection
like
from deserts.
Yeah. And then he saves it with like a safe haven or something like that. This is like outrageous to me, even at the time. And at the time, I'm like, wow, safe haven, that's tech.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Urza's was not even really out yet.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We didn't have like crazy stuff going
on. Hold on one second. For our listeners who don't understand Magic, we can... We're just going to just talk about Magic for a while because Holly's not here and we can get into it. So if you like Magic, you might understand what we're talking about. If not, you can just do whatever else you're doing. I don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. I forgot what I said. What was
it? Safe Haven is tech.
Oh, Safe Haven is tech. Yeah, these articles in general, I love the old Inquest articles.
Hold on, I'm going to pause this for just a second.
Sure. All right.
Thanks for waiting. You didn't wait at all. You've been here the whole time. So I went and grabbed my box of all my cool stuff, and we're just going to unbox it here. So the first thing I pulled out is an empty box of Italian Legends. That's from 1994, I think.
Clutch. Let's read the cards on it real quick. Spirit Link, right? Floral Spuzzum.
Floral Spuzzum. Sulcanar the Swamp King.
Nice.
Horned Cobra. Lesser Werewolf.
Yeah.
Nicol Bolas,
Mirror Universe,
Mana Matrix,
nice.
Yeah.
All right, you win.
I didn't know there was a contest.
Those I couldn't have gotten. Wow. Would you mind if I took a picture of this?
I'd love to text it
to a friend of mine. Just as he's also a big fan of Nintendo Power.
It's the first issue of Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
Is what that is. This was my retirement fund over here.
Oh,
my X-Men trading cards. I had the whole set.
Oh, yeah, the full Danger Room, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Who am I missing? I'm missing one guy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. But I got all of them.
Nice.
Yeah, there's the Danger Room. Anyway.
Love collecting those.
These are cool. I got this when I worked at a pawn shop. It is... Somebody's wand. I'm not sure whose. It's a wand.
Cool.
Harry Potter wand. I feel like Harry Potter.
I have never seen... I've seen the last two and part of the first one.
Yeah.
I have not...
It was like $5 at the pawn shop, and I was like, that's
a
cool thing.
Score.
So I'm going to get that.
It's got to be worth way more than $5.
This is... Oh, the Playboy magazine from the week I was born, or the month I was born.
Oh, awesome. Marilyn Monroe on the cover.
Why not?
Whoa, is that the Marilyn Monroe issue?
I don't know.
I think that's worth some dough, too, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Nice.
More Nintendo Power, number 30. I just got a few old issues in here. This stuff. Nintendo Fun Club news. This was before Nintendo Power.
May I take a picture of
sure.
that?
Sure.
Oh, wow. Darren's going to flip his shit. My old boss at the record shop, good buddy of mine, probably my best buddy. He loves this kind of stuff.
All right.
Absolutely loves it.
Inquest, ooh. July 95. I'm not sure what issue number this is.
That is clutch.
Inquest staff. And this had other games, too, which was cool. This wasn't just Magic.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things, was reading about these other CCGs that a lot of them look like they're pretty bunk stuff.
Another Inquest.
Nice.
June 1995. This is a month before that. They're not numbered, though, the Inquest ones.
Yeah, I think for the first run.
Oh, Volume 1, Number 2. So that's 2 and 3.
Wow.
And this was The Duelist with Drew Tucker art on it. Nice. This is issue number 3 of The Duelist. Oh, this is what I wanted to show you that you're going to love. This is the full run of all the Magic comics.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any boxes or boards or anything, but this is just all of the comics from Magic.
Would you mind if I looked at them real quick?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So I recently bought from work almost a full run. I don't have Jedediah Ojanin.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't have Chandelar. So Fallen Empires, I think I'm missing 2. Oh, Homelands. Nice. Yeah, I don't have Legend. God, these look awesome.
This is Inquest number 4.
Dude, these are good. Good runs.
Oh, here we go. There's Duelist 1.
Wow.
And Duelist 2.
Wow. So 2 I had when I was a kid, never had 1.
Yeah, I didn't even know 1 existed until I saw it. So I have 1, 2, and 3 of Duelist. I don't have the first issue of Inquest, though. I thought I did.
Nightmare Special, yeah. Mm. So Antiquities War I don't have.
So this, I don't know if you remember Maxim Magazine.
Yeah.
So in this episode of Maxim Magazine, there was an article called America's 10 Tastiest Sandwiches. So in 2004, October 2004, me and 2 of my friends took a road trip to eat as many of the sandwiches as possible.
Awesome. How many did you get?
I think we got like 6 out of the 10. Hey, so some we didn't even want to buy.
That's awesome.
So number 10, Muggsy's. Oh, yeah. 10-16-04. There it is. They dated it. There was one in Miami. We didn't go to Miami. We didn't go to Texas. These ones I really wanted, but we got the original French dip at Philippe's in Los Angeles. We got the number 10, which is just whatever, the steak and cheese at Muggsy's and where is it? Yankton, South Dakota? Yeah. I was going to go get this one. Got this one in Pittsburgh. Got this one in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, wow.
And then we got this one in Montana. There was one in New Jersey and one in New York that I was going to get because I lived in Pennsylvania at the time. But I just did not get around to it.
That's awesome. I like that you have them dated in there. That's pretty clutch.
Yeah. I was like, you should put the date on it. Oh, I got some.
Oh, which ones?
What do we got?
Shivan Dragon. Shivan.
Oversized Shivan. Magic cards. Juzam Jin.
Oh, I never had the Juzam.
Aswan Jaguar.
Oh, may I look at the Aswan Jaguar? This was one. This was a weird card. So was this the only format it was done in?
This was made on the game. Whatever the game was called.
The original.
The Microprose Chandelar game. But this, because it had a random effect. You had to choose a random card in a deck, then you couldn't do that unless
you knew what.
Well, yeah, it's just you can only work online. It was like how
they never made a small one, right? This was
No. That's the only one they made of that.
Oh, man, why don't we sell that at Card Kingdom? Come on!
I'll try and sell it. Be like, you want to buy this,
dude? Who else is gonna have it? Magic Completist is gonna want it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I saw the Chaos Orb also. Fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
This was a playlist from the Olympic Giant show I went to.
Oh, that's cool.
What is this?
Those are oversized Garbage Pail Kids, right?
Yeah.
I love Garbage Pail Kids.
I had to get Adam Bomb.
Of course.
And the rest, they were just in a pack or whatever, so I just kept those.
So, little known fact, or maybe you do know, or maybe your listeners know, the original Garbage Pail Kids oversized cards... They also did a set of oversized cards that were non-reprints, basically. They're all originals. I think were like 15 or 30 of them or so.
Okay.
I used to own them. I got them at a comic shop way back in the day. I used to have almost a full run. I was probably about 300 cards short of a full run of A and B from Series 1 through Series 14.
Cool.
And when I was out of work between... New Breed and Half Price books. I sold them to somebody on Craigslist. I kind of regret doing it. There were other things that I could have sold that weren't that, but at the time I was like, when's the last time I ever looked at these?
Yeah. You
know, why should I have them on there? Oh. And now I'm, oh, cool.
Just my pass from GP Vegas when I went.
How did you do?
Holly almost made it to day two. I got some other stuff in here. Oh, my chainmail. I forgot I had that.
Wow. What is the chainmail?
Oh, I'll put it on. Ugh. Oh. Ow. Gotta take my glasses off to get it on. It's just like a tabard. Or a awesome. Tabard or whatever you call it. I don't know how to say it. I've only seen the word written.
Do you, LARP?
No.
Or,
got some old cassettes.
Clutch? Cassettes are where it's at. Now those.
I don't have any way to access this very important stuff that's on this three and a quarter inch floppy disk. It's labeled very important stuff. This one was the first song I ever wrote.
Oh, cool.
It's like a MIDI song.
I didn't know you wrote songs.
I do. I have some songs that I wrote. I can play them for you later if you're interested.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. Oh, what's in here? Oh.
Just Black Lotus's Fallout.
Just some stuff. Just some stuff I'm saving. Oh, these are my misprints.
Oh, I love misprints. Wow. Talk about blue.
Yeah.
That's great. Now this, to me, better than any Invocation that has recently been printed.
Yeah, that's my... I have a Sea Singer as well. And a Vidalian Knights. They came out of the same box. But yeah, the borders are blue on these. I've never seen anything like these before from Fallen Empires. Blue bordered cards. I kind of want to just take them in and let somebody look at them and be like, what's up with these?
Yeah. I wonder how often. Maybe you can make a blue bordered Fallen Empires place.
I haven't seen any of them anywhere besides these. Yeah, that's all. I'm going to keep my chainmail on.
Box.
Keeps me safe. Yeah, this is just my box of important stuff.
Very important things in here.
Yeah. My old comic books. The only comic books I own are Magic comic books. That's the kind of nerd that I am. this is from another podcast, this box here. It is a vinyl cast. The Tell 'em Steve Dave podcast they made an episode and released it on vinyl.
Oh, that's clutch. That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so they did like a Kickstarter for it, and there's only like 300 of them or something like that exist.
Nice. I love limited edition LPs.
And it's just from the thing that I love. So that's my box of stuff.
Awesome. All right. Oh, don't forget that, the Harry Potter.
So, we have some other things that we talk about on this podcast.
All right.
Instead of just stuff. We have a joke book. This is our joke book that we have.
The last official Polish joke.
No, shh. It's not Polish. It's, you say rich people.
Rich people.
The last official rich people joke book.
Last official rich
people. So the rules are, whenever you see this word, you just say rich people instead.
Okay.
Why don't they have fly swatters in rich people land? It's against the law to kill the national bird. How can you tell when a rich person is really drunk? When he tries to take his pants off over his head. That's it. we do that. Or we have another one too. This little box of Mind Trap cards.
Yeah, I noticed the Mind Trap.
This is one of our things in the podcast. Okay.
Was this a television VCR related game that you could play or what? Why do I know Mind Trap?
I think there's a board that goes with it at some point, or you just read the cards and you just guess it.
Okay.
So it's like riddles.
All right.
Okay.
Hit me.
King Tut was born in 20 BC. That's
true.
We'll say BCE, because that's
true.
Better. There were 120 years between the birth of King Eros and the death of King Tut. But since their ages amounted to only 100 years, there must have been 20 years when neither existed.
What?
This would be the period between the death of King...
Judge?
Oh, I was reading the answer. let's go back. I'm sorry. King Tut died 120 years after King Eros was born. Their combined ages when they died was 100 years. King Eros died in the year 40 BC. In what year was King Tut born?
This seems surprisingly like schoolwork math. word problems. Well, they have to be at least 20 years apart, because I remember you saying that from the answer earlier.
This is the dumbest question, because how do you know when King Tut was born?
Can we do a different question?
Sure,
do a different question?
This one's all bullshit. Right. We just rip them up if we hate them.
Oh.
Just fuck this game if they're cheating. They're like, oh, you have to know when King Tut was born.
Okay. The Soul Ace Hotel held its annual car rally. Sandy Beach was the favorite to win since she won the last 3 years in a row.
Oh, what a bitch.
Also in the race was Duncan Drivel, Art Bragg, and Hardy Pyle. Mm-hmm. Duncan, who finished three places in front of the last place Hardy Pyle, came two places in front of seventh place Art Bragg. How many people were in the rally?
I'm going to read it. Sorry.
I don't even know. I saw the answer when I picked the card up because I thought that was the question side.
Three places in front of last place, and then two places in front of seventh place. So that's eight people, right?
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. Look at that. We did it.
I don't know how you did it. What?
Oh.
So say it again.
Okay. So he finished three places in front of last place, and then also two places in front of seventh place.
Oh, now I see.
That's okay. Yeah. We got it. We got there.
All right.
All right. We're done. We're done with this podcast. Thanks, Robert, for being our guest on the podcast.
We're done.
This is it. I mean, this is just kind of how it ends. We just decide we're done.
Yeah.
And we're done.
Thank you for having me, Adam. Sure. This is my first podcast. I hope everyone enjoys it.
Well,
you're
welcome to come back as a guest later as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we can get back to playing Magic now. So. Goodbye, all.
Goodbye.
Have a wonderful, whatever it is where you are.
Pleasant dreams.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.